Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. I'm John Overall, and this is the interview show for WP Plugins, AtoZ.com. With me today, I have Ivan Juni from Stockdio.com, who's here to talk about a plugin I covered over in episode 405 for a stock ticker plugin. So welcome to the show, Ivan.
Hi, John. Thank you very much for inviting me and for the opportunity to talk to your audience about our plugins.
Well, we're always happy to get the developers or the people representing the developers here to talk about their plugins. So tell us a little bit about it. The plugin we covered up in the episode for 405 was a stock ticker plugin, and particularly the stock market ticker. But you guys have a suite of plugins. Tell us a little bit about these.
Well, yeah. Stockdio is it's a suite of WordPress plugins specifically focused on the stock market, financial markets. We currently have five different plugins, including the ticker. We have historical charts, list of stocks, market overview, and the news plugin, so stock market news. These are part of a bigger suite of visualizations that we offer in iframe format, not in plugins format. We have around like 20 different visualizations offered in iframe format. Mm-hmm. But what we decided to do with the WordPress plugins is to select the most popular ones with the most popular features to make it super easy to use and super accessible to the audience. Once in a while, people need some advanced features, and those advanced features are usually available not in the WordPress plugin, but in the iframe visualizations available in our website.
Okay. And tell me, like, I myself have just experimented with the plugin once. There was a couple of years back, I had a fellow, we were going to build a website called The Accidental Investor, and that was going to, we were going to try and bring in information for the stock markets for people to look at and visualize what was happening. Tell us a little bit about how did these plugins advantageous to somebody who's running a simple investor site or maybe a more advanced investor site?
Okay. The one of the good features that the plugin has is that it has a wide coverage. Mm-hmm. We currently support over 65 different world exchanges.
Okay.
Not only the major exchanges like the U.S., Canada, Europe, Asia, but even less common exchanges like some exchanges in South America and Africa. We also cover that. And in addition to that, we cover Forex for currencies exchanges. We have a set of cryptocurrencies as well, commodities, futures, bonds. So our plugins, mm-hmm, are useful for many different type of users. There are websites focused on the commodities market, and they can use our commodities plugins. And they can even, people can even combine different types of data or different exchanges in the same plugin. Let's say you can have a ticker where you can see indices like the S&P 500, mm-hmm, along with the Apple stock and along with a stock in the London Stock Exchange. So you can combine those, and that's very versatile in that sense.
Well, that's actually kind of neat that they could build out very specific pages, or if they're writing an article or something, they can then put it up. So I got a quick question about this. I know one of the things I found interesting about it is it's a bit of a third-party service where you got to sign up and get an API key for it. Would that API key allow you access to all the indices and markets that you guys have? Is it the same API key, or is it different types of keys?
Yeah. Currently, with this single API key, mm-hmm, or app key as we call it, you have access to everything we offer. There is no limit in the coverage. Mm-hmm. There are some premium features
right.
that are available for a premium subscription. But for the most part, the standard free version is super useful. We have lots of users using our software. And for, you know, in most cases, they don't require any kind of upgrade or anything like that. So the other thing that our plugins have is they are not only easy to use, so it's as simple as adding a widget to your page or a shortcode to your page, but they have a lot of configuration features. You can customize the look. We, for example, the ticker, we offer 15 different looks in the ticker, and then you can customize colors and fonts and sizes. And the same applies to the rest of the plugins. So pretty much no matter whatever design you have on your site, you can adapt stock view plugins for that site.
Yeah, I did notice that when I was experimenting with it and setting it up, that it had a lot of adjustments to it just for the, like, I'm just playing with the plain stock ticker one because it was interesting to me. But I haven't played with the other ones, which I may eventually get around to doing. But yeah, I do like that. Now, the other question I have about that with the more advanced premium features on it is that, you know, the one thing that was always curious to me in particular with as much as I've been doing plugins, I know eventually plugin developers need to make money because they have to earn an income to keep developing a plugin. And at first, going through your site, I couldn't quite figure out how or where the upgrading was for it until I logged into the account that was created when I got my API key and I started surfing around there. And that's where I found the feature comparison between the premium and the free version. And I noticed one of the big ones is the request per month. Now, is this request per month something that the request, is that per page load that the site is on, or how does the request work like that?
The request is counted per impression. Mm-hmm. So let's say you have a page with a ticker and a chart. Mm-hmm. Every page view will count as two different requests or impressions.
Okay. And does the data update automatically every time the page is requested? How does the data update it? How often is it updated, I should say?
The data is, we usually provide delayed data because real-time data is super expensive for the exchanges. Mm-hmm. But delayed data is more than enough for most, for the usage that most of our customers have.
Right. Okay.
But let's say if I connect right now or, you know, an hour ago, which is let's say at 3 p.m., you'll be seeing the prices of around $245.
Right.
And if you connect 5 minutes later, it will always be like between 15 and 20 minute delayed, but you will get what we call the most recent price available for delayed data.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's a good tip to know about it. All in all, what else can you tell us about the plugins and how they other ways they might benefit folks?
Well, the plugins are also available in a number of languages.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you have a stock market overview where you have tabs saying equities, indices, commodities, etc. You can say, okay, show it to me in French for Canada. So and you'll get the plugin working everything in French, and also the date format and the number format would be adapted to the culture of the country that you're using.
Okay.
So and we have like 20 different languages. So that along with the fact that you can use it with most world exchanges allows it to use everywhere. So we have users of this plugin all over the world. So it's amazing the reach that WordPress has and has brought us to our plugins.
Oh, absolutely. WordPress has spread it far and wide for just about everything nowadays. All right. Well, that's perfect. Thanks, Ivan. I really appreciate it. This is the point where you get to tell everyone where they can find out more about your plugins and how they can reach out to you.
Okay, you can know more about our products at www.stockdio.com, and there is a URL where you can actually see the different visualizations we have, which is services, stockdio.com, and you can see the different visualizations we provide there, whether they are available in plugins or not. And you can reach us at info@stockdio.com, or you can also call us. We have our phone number listed at www.stockdio.com.
Oh, perfect. Well, thank you very much for taking the time here. I greatly appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much for the time and the interview. Thank you very much.
And that's all we got for you now. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Reminders for the show. All the show notes can be found at wppluginsa2z.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the Friday newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsa2z.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Also, follow the show on Twitter at WPPluginsA2Z. John can be reached at his website at johnoverall.com or send him an email, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Ha ha ha!